Okay, we're here with Michela. You're one of the persons behind the Open Up project, which is a huge project in terms of partners involved, in terms of work packages, and probably in terms of goals that you want to achieve. Maybe you can give a short, air quotes, introduction to the project and what it is all about and what you want to go for.
So Open Up is a coordination and support action from the funded under the Horizon 2020 funding framework. And basically, the title is Opening Up Peer Review, Dissemination, and Impact Measurement. And these basically are also the three main areas that we are looking at in this project. As I said, it's a coordination and support action. This means that it's not very much research focused. It's a bit more of a networking project and awareness raising project. But still, we have in these three areas a small research goal. So basically now, during the first project year, we're working on frameworks in these three areas. So basically we're looking at what approaches, tools, and processes are already out there, trying to look at new, more open approaches to do peer review, to do dissemination, and to measure impact. In the second project year, which basically is about to start, we will implement 7 pilot studies. The pilot studies basically will test some aspects of analyzed in these frameworks in very specific settings and in collaboration with communities.
So you're looking at both levels, the technology level and the methodology level, in terms of what is out there and what can be probably used for certain contexts.
Yes, exactly. I mean, of course, you said that the project is quite big, but in the end, it's still a limited budget and runtime. So we will not be able really to go very in depth, especially in terms of the pilot implementations. So the pilots are really designed to be rather small pilots, just, to have really... I would say rather small pilot studies to test some of these aspects, mm-hmm. either technological or processual, to test them with the communities in their specific contexts and to see what does really work well, what does not work so well. So also to see where are current gaps. But also the things that work well, we want to document them, and really we're striving to, create success stories upon which also other communities can then build when they're also trying to implement these new approaches.
Yesterday you had a session on the Open Up project at the Barcamp Open Science, and maybe out of your head, what was the feedback of the session participants, and what or are there any kind of learnings that you take from this session?
So the session yesterday focused on dissemination and altmetrics. Mm-hmm. And basically, first we presented a few results from the survey that we recently did. So the results are not public yet, but I'm sure that they will be published soon. In response to that, then we asked the people just to get a bit more feedback, what experience they have with disseminating their research results through these Web 2.0 channels that are out there, for instance, Twitter, ResearchGate, whatever. And also if they really are monitoring the impact that mm-hmm. they're achieving through these channels, exactly by using altmetrics. And in the group that was there, I think it were about 15 to 18 people. Most of them know altmetrics, but really only a few of them are really actively using altmetrics. And really just, I think a couple of them is really, actively monitoring their own impact through altmetrics. So we saw that it's a topic that is of interest because actually this alternative dissemination channels, so meaning the Web 2.0 channels, are really a good vehicle to reach out for audiences beyond the research communities. Mm. And people are very much interested into doing that, probably also because there is a bit of a policy pressure into this direction. So it's still a bit of a trial and error phase, I would say. So people are doing this, are experimenting with these approaches, but it's still not clear yet exactly what these alternative metrics say about your impact. I mean, you can say, okay, wow, this has now been tweeted a lot about, but then in the end, what does this really mean if something is tweeted a lot about? I mean, it could be that maybe it has, I don't know, a funny title or something, or a funny picture that you're sharing. And so really the quality of the impact is a bit more difficult to grasp.
There was a second session yesterday on open metrics, and it was hosted by Astrid Ort from the University Library in Göttingen. And they are implementing a project now dealing with open metrics. And it was precisely this aspect that she was focusing on, to actually give context to the numbers that services like Altmetrics compile, because the numbers on themselves are nice but more or less useless unless you have a context of how to interpret them and how to gain knowledge or gain expertise from them. So this is a really interesting aspect. And I think this is also one of the focal points of one of the workshops that you're having today, right? Dissemination in Altmetrics. What is the second one?
So it's a similar focus like the one that we had yesterday, but it's a bit of a different setting. So yesterday there were more open discussions, and today it will be more a workshop setting. So where we will have islands with. So basically, we are expecting about 25 participants, and they will split up in subgroups and really discuss these things more in depth. And in the end, we will also have an overall overview and insight into the feedback basically that we get from the participants. So the focus is really to get to know what are their experiences with these alternative channels that they use. Did they have good experience or maybe also bad experiences? So it's really about to get their feedback on that, and also to get a bit of an insight in what their personal evaluation or what they think that the potential is of these channels, and also of course of the impact that they can achieve. Mm.
Yeah. I think it's a really interesting project and really necessary, because there was a quote yesterday from Marie Farge that I remember quite clearly, and she said, or was it Marie? I don't know. Scientists by nature are lazy, because they are actually involved in so many projects and in so many different topics that they need to give input or work on, that they are kind of limited in their willingness to go and test new tools and new channels to distribute their work. So actually, these projects are possibly, there are a lot of projects of similar nature, but they are all of worth, because this is something that we need to push into their heads, into scientists' heads, that these are actually tools to be used, and that they have advantages when they are used properly. So very interesting, and we will be happy to see some outcomes, especially in the near future, as you said.
Definitely. We will have near future outcomes, and we'll share them as soon as possible. Actually, I think that earlier today, the first Open Up newsletter was sent out. So yeah, there are more to come.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you too for the interview.